Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up?
Oh, what?
Sorry.
Why do you always do this?
I don't know, because I feel like it needs to be like hyper. Okay, go, Tom, you're our guest. Go and give us a little hype in.
You can be our hype man.
Walk on.
Okay, hold on. Okay, take something from your stand-up in Edinburgh. You walk on stage and you straight away say that. Go.
What I would say when I walk on stage.
Yeah, just give your show away.
Yeah, we'll just do an hour of stand-up.
Yeah. That'll fill the time, won't it? Yeah.
Okay. I normally say, good evening, thank you for coming. You all look lovely. What's your name, sir? That's a nice shirt.
Oh, really? That's
nice. Quite a good did little... your wife buy that for you?
What, so the guy...
Where are you from? Kent. What did you call me?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that
sort of thing.
Classic.
That's or good, or the other one is, where are you from? Surrey. What do you mean you're sorry? Isn't that...
That's my no need to apologise.
Okay. Well, yeah,
good thing to do. If someone heckles you, you can use this at your live shows.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. We're gonna do that right now. Hold on, here we go.
Because they will be heckling.
Actually. All right, here we go.
Imagine you'll get a lot of heckles.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do it to you. Ready?
Especially in Corby.
Oi, Lucy, you idiot, you fucking wanker.
Dad.
But if he's in prison, it doesn't work.
Yeah, he's in prison. If someone shouts, "You're shit, Jamie." Dad. Yeah. Like that. Instant.
Yeah. Oh, instant yeah, gag. Yeah, right. Motivation. Hello, that's everyone. Good. Welcome to part. What? Sorry. Part two of Private Parts.
Welcome to Private Lang at your service.
Private Lang.
Yeah, Corporal.
Lance Corporal Bull.
Corporal Bull.
And
Cadet Lucy. That's one below private.
Cadet Lucy. Oh my God. Hey, but we have to talk about Tom because you are a stand up comic. You have been doing that. Like, you've been doing it since you were 16 years old, which is freaking young. To be doing that. And also, I think this is probably the boring old question that you probably get, but it's interesting to know. What kind of got you into it? Like, because it's one thing, you know, 16 years old, I was
The checks, probably.
Yeah. The dough.
The sweet moolah.
Sweet dollar.
sweet dollar.
Paid in dollars.
You get paid in dollars. Old school dollars. Ah, give me a dime. But it's true. At 16 years old, I was this kid who was, I was pretty insecure. I quite like entertaining, but I probably wouldn't put, because comedy is you're putting yourself out there. You're not stealing material, you're doing your own material. And that's pretty intense.
Some comedians steal material.
Officially, I'm doing material. Yeah.
But what was that moment where you're like, fuck it, I'm going to give it a go?
I don't know. I always wanted to do it. So it was never like a big, I'm going to try it. I always was going to...
Planning on it. You were writing jokes. When did you start writing?
That sounds mental, doesn't it?
Absolutely mental that, like, 9 years old, I'm going to be a stand-up comedian one day.
It's like a film.
Don't know why you're Southern as well.
Yeah, it's like a film. You'll all see.
goes around the, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be an astronaut. What do you want to be? I want to be a comic.
Applause in my
Your dad's trying to get you to join the army. I want to be a comedian. I want to make people laugh. Not
like a young James Brown. Yeah. You'll never do it. I have to do it.
I know I'm funny. I'm going to make them. I can see them cheering me.
It's like a film trailer.
So so
my life was like that.
So wait, so you must have had like heroes of yours then growing up.
Who I was always really into like Billy Connolly and Lee Evans and those they were the two main ones.
What about Eddie Izzard?
Sweaty people, yeah.
I freaking loved Eddie Izzard when I was
Did you?
Oh my God, I remember he was the first, I think, because I didn't understand what stand-up comedy was until I must have been about...
27?
It's been about 15.
What, you were like, what is that? What are they doing?
What's that man doing?
What is he doing?
Sit down, mate.
I didn't get it. And then Eddie Izzard, he did this one called Dress to Kill or something like that. And he did a show all about Greek mythology and things like that. And he talked about...
That was up your street. So
I remember the joke very well. He talked about Achilles and he talked about how the fuck... what? I didn't even swear. How he used to put... He said, if I was Achilles, I'd just put my heel in cement and just walk around the place. Which I found... He said, I'll put my heel in cement and put it on a skateboard and just go around killing people. Which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was really
good. That show. Have you seen him live, Eddie Izzard?
No, I've never seen him live.
Is he good?
Yeah, he did a 3-month residency in the West End like last year. He should have gone.
But is he? Because I think
not that big a fan, are you?
No, I know. I just quite liked him when I was younger. But the but I always think with comedians, it always happens that it's almost like. Do comedians continue to talk? From all the old comedians that I know, they kind of go like, you know what, I'm kind of done with this after a while. But why does that happen?
I think it's. I don't know, really. I think it's quite...
is it draining and lonely?
Physically, like, tiring to tour.
What, the army or...?
Yeah, the Brecon Beacons tour.
Yeah, so Eddie Izzard gave up and ran like 20 marathons.
Yeah, he's maybe
that wasn't very funny.
Maybe a bad example.
I don't get it, Eddie.
You did 42
Where's
marathons.
Where's the punchline?
You prefer the old stuff, Eddie.
He did 42 marathons in 50 days.
Yeah.
And when he first tried to do it, he got to something like 18 marathons or 20 marathons or something like that. And he then started to pee brown liquid, which was his
liver. I imagine
liver.
He probably did, because it's not healthy.
It was his liver or whatever is going into his blood because it was so much trauma within him that he was...
Why
like,
was he doing that?
Because he's a freak. He's
for
like,
a joke?
Yeah, because he's
for
just...
a laugh.
That
for
a long
laugh.
Time. but what...
No, he became all political, right?
Well, I don't think it's
Wasn't
so much
it something to do with Nelson Mandela?
I think it was probably to do with Nelson Mandela, but also it was just more... And he was running with those two flags. And if you saw him, like, halfway across, he was literally, like, a broken man after, like, the third. He'd, like, you were like, just stop. I mean...
Someone should just go over them, put a blanket around him and go, just relax, Eddie, it's fine.
No one asked you to do this.
Have a sit down, it's fine. Everything's going to be all right.
But what was...
Do you ever feel like, when you ever see, like, Theresa May on the news, I always just want to go over to her and just go, it's okay. Just to give her a hug and go, it's going to be all right.
Just put a blanket around her.
Yeah, she just looks terrified the
whole
time.
She does. She looks like she's being like...
I want to take her into a room with a blanket and go, it's all right.
She looks like she's being waterboarded backstage.
Come on. Let's get you back. Come on.
Oh, you're tired. Yeah. You're tired.
She's just petrified the whole time.
But tell me, what was that moment? What was that moment? So you're 16 years old and you then go and do your first gig. Where was it? What happened?
The way I started was that I used to do gigs at my school.
Oh, really?
Which makes me sound like
it's
the worst.
It's not that weird because then you were 16, I guess.
Because you thought, I'm better than this. I should be doing the circuit. I'm better than this.
We had a thing at my school where, like, every Friday during the afternoon, we had like a gig and then people could get up and perform.
Oh yeah, I did that.
Like a lunchtime gig, we called it.
I was in a Rolling Stones tribute band.
Wait, hang on. You used to do
Charlie Watts. Were you Charlie Watt? The drummer?
No. I was Mick.
You were Mick.
Yeah.
But wait, hang on.
I forgot all the lyrics.
But why? You
like
had
Mick
this
now.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He just starts around going blah blah blah. He doesn't really know what's going on.
Come on, Wembley. You know the words to this one. Yeah, we did, Mick, but it was 150 quid to get in, mate. Any chance you could sing it?
You know the words to this one.
You know
sing
this
it.
One.
Sing it.
Yeah, we do. You do as well, mate.
But what was so weird, that was how you first started gigging. And then when was your first one in front of an audience that you
So then
that?
I would go when I was 16, I'd then go and do pubs around London. So there's like, I don't know how many, but there's like hundreds of open mic gigs around London and you can just go and just do whatever you want.
But what's your material at 16?
Well, I don't really remember. It was...
And did you were let into the pub at 16 on the promotion?
Sometimes I had, sometimes comedy. I had to pretend I was older.
Oh, really?
It's like I had a fake ID, a legend.
And then, and you used to just go and do it and stand up there and just go and do the whole
thing? Yeah, and I remember it went okay, like, because I used to talk about being, I didn't pretend I was older, I used to just talk about being 16.
Yeah, yeah.
And I talk about, like, teachers I had or girls or just normal 16-year-old stuff, and people used to quite like it because I wasn't trying to be older.
Nostalgic.
Or,
maybe
it was just probably a lot of sympathy laughter.
But
as well.
but I think that
any laughter's laughter.
But that humor is like that is mature humor. Because when we're like 16 years old, we're kind of funny to each other, but not to like adults, right?
Well, it's actually crafting a joke, right? Which is the
yeah. But
skill
that, I wasn't doing that when I was 16.
You weren't.
I wasn't. You know, nobody starts stand up being good. Everyone has like at least sort of 2 years.
Check out the Edinburgh Fringe private parts.
There are a few examples of people who are naturally incredible.
Book your tickets now. Privatepartspodcast.com.
But most people, you know, it's like anything. You're just bad for a few. But stand up, there's something about stand up where you're not just bad, you're really bad for about 2 years.
But I guess it's like you have to get better because it's so shaming and
you just keep doing it.
Soul destroying when you actually tank, right?
But it's a good. I think it's a good thing because it sort of makes you. If you can get through those 2 years of just dying at every gig,
But also, did you, because your big fan was Lee Evans, did you like throw water on yourself before you came on? So you came on like sweaty, like, oh, I'm Lee Evans.
Yeah, suits. Exactly the same
in
as
your
Lee
dad's suits.
Doing Lee Evans material. Yeah, the first 2 years were tough.
Was it all original material in those days?
In those days, 2012. Yeah. Back in 12. I remember 2012. It was a different time.
But it must have.
No, you have to do your own stuff. Yeah.
Have you ever caught anyone doing other people's?
Yeah, but because comedy is such a small industry, everybody knows everyone. Yeah.
No,
I was just saying that if you steal material, you know,
but
everyone
surely there are
out.
Some instances where two people actually come up with the same joke.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You happened to use the second time, or you were the first person?
I can't remember.
But then, or did you hear it and go, "Oh, that's mine"?
I watched someone perform and went, "I should do that joke." Yeah. That's what happened.
And then
I did it, and then they said, "That's my joke," and I went, "Oh, we've had the same idea." It's funny, isn't it? Your dad was a rabbi too. That's mental, isn't it? I think that's what happened. Yeah.
But so what happened in that instance? Was it about it?
No. If you've genuinely both come up with the same idea, then I guess you just agree. One of you agrees not to do it. Whoever's got the better joke, whoever's more famous,
how do you decide or agree that
ideally you'd be mates with them, so it wouldn't be an issue. It's happened with a couple of my mates, and you just sort of laugh about it, and then you go, "Oh, I won't do that anymore. It's fine."
And then slyly on the sly, you just do because you.
And
know
then I just do it anyway.
You just do
the
it
other day,
anyway.
I did an audition for this thing, and I was on with a comedian.
What was an audition for?
Game of Thrones. No, I did an audition for a stand-up TV thing, so I should be clinking the ice.
It's
not a bad thing to do on a podcast. Yeah. I had an audition for it.
Just pick out some taverns and smashing them.
Oh no, I'm really annoyed. Sorry. I fucked the podcast.
Wait, so you had this audition?
I had an audition for a TV show, doing stand-up on a TV show, and I was on with my friend Larry Dean, and he was like, "Oh, you know, you do that joke. I've got this joke about being quite camp, so I felt like I had to come in to my parents rather than come out, to come in, like tell them I'm not gay." Yeah. So that's the idea of the joke, right? And he's got a similar joke. And he goes, "Are you going to do that tonight?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Would you mind not? Because I'm going to do this whole sort of 5-minute bit about it. It's like my whole thing."
So you went, "Don't worry, I've got a really good one about a supermarket."
Exactly. So I then said, "Oh, it's fine, I won't do it." So I didn't do it. And then when he went on and did his audition, when he said the come in joke, he got like a fucking like round of applause.
No.
And I was in the wings like,
you've taken it from me.
You have stolen that.
Oh, no.
He didn't steal it.
How does the joke go?
It's just that. It's just the fact that I was camp when I was growing up. So I was the only one of my mates who had to come into their parents. And then it's just about my dad. My dad bet 50 quid I was gay to my uncle. It's got to give him 50 quid. I've not done it very well. That's the idea.
Yeah, woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dom Lucy, everyone.
We're on tour in January. If you want to see more of that.
But I think the biggest respect that I have for stand-up comedians is, as you said, this is actually true, but the
endless respect
I have is the fact that, as you said, you have to, you're 2 years of being bad. Mm. You keep going, you're bombing
some
the...
Some of it's a lot more.
Some of it's a lot more.
Some of it's forever.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, exactly, you're just not funny and you just keep doing it. But also the fact that you are bombing all the time, you're not really making that much money because you're going around pubs and just picking up whatever you can.
Yeah.
But you do it. Why do you do it? Because you love the being on stage, you love your content, you love being funny. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know really. I think it's quite... It's a weird...
The chicks.
Thing, it's girls and drugs is what it is.
It's all the free coke that I get to do.
It's cocaine.
You go into the bathroom, scrape it off the loo afterwards and put it into a packet.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's some Tupperware boxes.
I actually have not that I
what?
You've got a good coke store. This will be good.
I don't do drugs.
Keep rolling.
No, but my friend, we were in a restaurant in London, and he came back from the loo and went, "Oh, I feel a little bit weird." And I went, we're in a group of friends, and I went, "Well, what's happened?" And when I went into the loo, and there was this white powder on the top, so I turned into line and snorted it.
What? What the fuck?
You mental. And he had to go home. He felt too weird.
What the fuck is that?
Quite cool. I can't say. What's his name?
It was probably Drano or something.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Have another friend. Actually, I was on holiday
who
with
the
just
fuck now. Sees a powder and goes, "What's that?" Oh,
probably
find
should
out,
snort
I'll
that.
Snort it.
Yeah, I'll put it into my head.
I'll put it in my body to find out what it is.
Yeah. I won't get tested. I'll just chuck it in
I'll
my
just
head.
Do it. Yeah. Have you heard that? I don't remember who's. I'm gonna tell a story, but I can't remember who's. Some comedian tells this really funny story about when he was younger, and he was wanking in his room, and he was sitting on his like a desk chair, and he fell backwards on the chair and hit his head, so passed out. Right, so he's passed out with his trousers around his ankles, falling on the TV in his bedroom. Right, and he wakes up about 3 hours later in bed. In his pajamas, with a note next to him that says, "Our little secret mum." And they've never spoken about it. They've never mentioned it.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine your mum walking in and you're passed out? Porn with your trousers around your ankle.
my poor sister, who lives, she's in Bali at the moment. I just went and saw her.
Doesn't sound that poor.
No, she's in Bali.
She's having a tough time.
Yeah.
Click the link in the donation.
Yeah, GoFundMe page for my sister. And she...
There's a kayaking trip tomorrow that's just £10 too much.
But she basically, I met her boyfriend out there, this Balinese guy. He was, to be honest, he was just a boring, he didn't say anything. So she found out, so I met this guy. Anyway, the day later, she phoned me up Mm. Said really outside, I had to just break up with my boyfriend because I just read through his phone because he was being a bit shifty, and I just saw literally texts of like 40 different women. It's not funny. 40 different women that he was messaging, going like all these kind of things.
40.
And I went, God, what they say? He said, oh God, one of them he's not even met. He said he has feelings for her. And the other one, I was like, well, he goes, the other one, he had sent a picture of my vibrator saying, can't wait to use this on you. My sister was like, what the fuck?
Who was this guy?
Some guy from Lombok. I don't know.
Oh,
right.
Guy.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Amazing.
Oh, God. Hey,
that's so funny.
Hey, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy, because we're waiting at bated breath.
Well,
oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, Tom, what did you say again?
I said summer, but now I've heard your answer, I think you're right.
Okay.
Well, actually, the question was, what season do children grow the fastest in? Which is good to know. The answer is actually spring. You're both wrong.
Why is it spring?
Spring.
Why spring?
Something to do with Easter, is it?
Don't know.
Oh, spring in your step? Maybe that's
No, I don't.
That's a good, yeah. Yeah, that's
got
what
a spring in your step.
Well, I mean, maybe that's makes
you don't
them
know.
Bouncy. No, I don't know why. But
what?
That's true. It's a fascinating fact.
Well, you don't know why, but you just you can't. There's got to be an answer.
Well, if I were to hazard
a guess,
how do we
know you're not lying?
Yeah. If I were to hazard a guess, I would say that.
I know why.
The seasonal circadian rhythms allow us to.
Of course, you're going to grow that much because you're older for the year. So, if you're born in August,
all children growing.
No, but if you're born in August,
but yeah. People are born at different days.
Elder,
people are born
yeah.
at different
yeah.
days of the year. Oh, because everyone's born in August.
That was so mental of me. All right, Franz. Hey,
I really want to know why.
All right, well, I'll tell you when you come back on this podcast.
Text me.
Yeah,
I will. Text it. Hey, Franz, also, Tom, we like to read our diaries. Now,
sure, yeah.
This week I don't have my diary, but Francis, you have your diary.
I've got a bit of a diary.
You've got a little bit of a diary?
Just a few days that I kept last
That's
week.
It's on your phone. Why don't you have a book?
Oh, I do, but I
Are you just going to read your Google calendar out? Yeah. Monday I had lunch with...
with my side...
Lance Corporal.
Mad Dick!
All right, you ready? It's actually... Yeah, it's okay. It's not. It's nothing to write home about.
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
I can't wait. Yeah, really teared up for us. Yeah. All the listeners have just gone, oh, fuck it, I'll see you later.
Buzzing for this.
Yeah. Monday. Dear Diary, Katie asked me an interesting question this morning. If I were a fruit, what kind of fruit would I be? I am a fruit, I joked. No, seriously, she said.
What is that?
Clearly it was a query of some seriousness, so I gave it the requisite consideration and responded, I would probably be a lychee. Katie,
is Katie your doctor?
Katie's my girlfriend.
Jesus.
Katie looked at me perplexed. Why a lychee, she said. Well, I guess because sometimes I can be prickly.
What is that?
But when
that
you
is mental.
Yeah.
But when this you break
the diary
through...
of a serial killer.
But when you break through my tough exterior...
Oh, God.
I'm actually really exotic.
What would happen if we broke through your tough exterior?
And juicy.
He said, as he pulled out a hammer.
And somewhere buried deep within me is a slippery pip.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Tuesday.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, that was the whole of Monday.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else?
Oh, no, she said, I see, and we both carried on our business. Tuesday. Dear Diary, I've been wondering whether anyone has given thought to what constitutes a healthy work-life balance for working guide dogs. The service is most noble, but do they ever get time to run and play or chase a ball? Or is it just work? Do you not wonder that?
That is a good question, actually.
Yeah. Have
you got that is a good question.
Well, I don't know.
I think they work shifts.
Because, well, no, but they don't.
17-hour shifts.
Whenever I see one, I just think, do you ever get a chance to
have fun? When their owner probably is asleep, they'll probably go out.
But Francis has become really sort of empathetic towards dogs recently. I've noticed
what? Recently?
It.
Well, I've always been empathetic towards dogs.
No, I know you love dogs. I know you do love dogs and you love animals. But you've become more empathetic towards...
working guide dogs.
No, you just seem to love dogs more recently.
No, no, I've always loved original dog lover.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, you are.
No, but I look after dogs.
Do they know? Do the owners know you're doing that?
No, all dogs.
Stray dogs.
All dogs. Stray dogs sometimes, yeah. Okay.
Great.
I used to have a dog down in Ghana, but...
Have we got a Wednesday?
Ghana?
I used to work in Ghana.
Oh, don't. It's like a bomb going off. Don't even let him start it. Let's just move on. He used to live in Ghana for a bit.
Oh, okay.
For a long time. This last day is Wednesday, so I didn't finish the week.
Like you said, oh, guys, it's just a bit depressing this day.
I noticed that Casper Lee, a guest of the podcast, an all-round good guy, is now going out with his number one fan who came to meet him at a meet and greet.
I saw that too.
First, I wondered whether...
We're not dating, me and Casper. That's news to me. Right, sorry, go on.
At first, I wondered whether going out with your number one fan is an optimal dynamic for a relationship. But then when you consider the opposite scenario, going out with someone who is just not a fan of you at all and hates your work.
Hates your work? I hate your work.
Probably not ideal. Casper's relationship is probably actually pretty smart. That's the end.
Great. Fantastic.
There we go.
Oh, brilliant. If you were affected by any of that, feel free to email the show.
Yeah, don't forget.
If you know any working guide dogs, we'd love to know if they actually get some time off.
And also,
and that was thought for the day.
Yeah, and
also Corporal Bull.
And also, if you want to go and visit my sister's GoFund page and really help her out in Bali.
Or just visit his sister.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, man. Dude, Tom Lucy... Thank
she
you.
Has a dildo, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a vibrator.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what
I actually want to meet the guy. He sounds like a good laugh. Yeah. Go out with him. He takes the dildo out with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this on you.
You.
Hey, Tom Lucy, buddy. You going to cut me off again?
No.
Dude, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Honestly.
What
man.
A pleasure.
We know it's been
really funny.
It's been really
it's a good one.
Freaking funny.
Dude, better than Reese.
Better than Reese, yeah.
Reese can fuck off.
Yeah, I don't like Reese anymore.
Yeah, if you're watching Reese.
Watching. This is a podcast, mate.
If you're listening, Reese.
But
I don't know where I am.
But dude,
if you're watching.
You're going on tour, right?
I am. It's not been
supporting
announced
us.
Yet.
Support, you're going on the 8th of November.
Yeah, I'm doing a tour of Clapham, Stockwell,
Shoreditch.
Clerkenwell, Farringdon.
Do comedians do London tours?
What do you mean, just tours around London?
Yeah.
No.
That would be really. A bit, you know.
Yeah.
Of course they don't do that. Why would they do tours around London?
Be easy.
No, they don't. But dude, but listen, you're going on tour probably in January, right? Or next year?
Yeah, February, I think, yeah.
February, Tom Lucy, check it out. Also, you're on Instagram, Tom James Lucy.
Yeah.
Give him a follow.
Give him a follow if you fancy.
Genuinely buzzing about that.
Yeah. Have you had a fun time?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been my favourite thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're joking.
It's really fun. Normally when... Because comedians get asked to do a lot of podcasts, but it's a really fun one.
Shit, man, that means a hell of a lot.
That does. That's why we do it.
We haven't talked about normal things like... I normally get asked all the same questions.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We've talked about weird stuff.
Just magic!
It's called being unprepared.
It's just no format. Yeah. But dude, what we like to do at the end of every single episode is we ask our guests to leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Anything?
Yeah, that's when I wave my hands in the air.
You're like a director.
It's your go now.
Something inspirational. Well, if you're going to do a speech at a primary school, leave all... weapons at home, and that's come straight from the top.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Love you so much, Tom Lucy. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
Check you out later. Bye, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.